Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced on Monday that the head of Iowa's largest state agency is resigning. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
Reynolds announced Iowa Department of Health and Human Services Director Kelly Garcia will step down next month. She did not give a reason for Garcia's departure, but said Larry Johnson, the current director of the State Department of Inspections, Appeals, and Licensing, will replace Garcia. Johnson and Garcia will work together on the transition over the next few weeks. Reynolds appointed Garcia in November 2019 to head the State Department of Human Services. That department merged with the State Health Department in 2022 to form Iowa DHHS, which employs about 4,500 people. In a statement, Garcia said leading the agency has been a profound privilege and thanked Reynolds for the opportunity. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
Burlington Trailways is laying off nearly 80 workers at offices in West Burlington, Davenport, Cedar Rapids, and Des Moines. The transportation company reported to the state that it plans to lay off 47 employees in West Burlington, the most at any of its impacted offices. Burlington Trailways did not make an official statement on why it's closing the offices, but told multiple news outlets in August that its inner-city bus routes have become financially unsustainable. The layoffs will take effect on October 18th. The fate of Illinois' assault weapons ban is now before a federal appeals court. The panel heard arguments on Monday over the constitutionality of one of Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature legislative accomplishments. Last fall, a federal judge downstate overturned the law, but the state appealed the ruling. Harmeet Dillon is head of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. She argued in court on Monday that AR-15 firearms are not military-style weapons and thus should be protected.
The United States has a strong interest in ensuring that the Second Amendment is not relegated to a second-class right and that all the law-abiding citizens of this circuit remain able to enjoy the full exercise of their Second Amendment rights.
The state's lawyer said that the rapid-firing weapons banned by Illinois' law are like those used by the military rather than for common self-defense. It's not clear when the appeals court panel plans to rule on the case. The city of Rock Island is releasing its remaining American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, funding set aside for mental health. That's for a new coffee service youth training program. At last night's city council meeting, the council members approved an agreement with Narratives QC, a nonprofit that aims to empower youth with coaching, workforce readiness, and creative expression, with mental health support woven throughout. The $45,000 in ARPA funds awarded will go towards Story Coffee Company, turning the former Theo's Java Club into a social enterprise, teaching food preparation, barista skills, customer service, and inventory management. The organization says it serves over 100 youth, with over 68% identifying as people of color. Mayors along the Mississippi River are pushing for changes in how the federal government prevents disasters. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports that cities near the river saw tornadoes, flash floods, and droughts this year.
Congress is drafting legislation to reform the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. Mayors along the Mississippi say that reform should include funding for green infrastructure, like wetlands, to reduce flooding. Colin Wellenkamp is executive director of the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative.
There's a lot of moving parts with FEMA right now. Where all those moving parts are going to land, don't know. But as the mayor's pointed out, we know what we have as our priorities, and that is the systemic reduction of risk over large landscapes.
The organization is also partnering with Ducks Unlimited to create 100,000 acres of conservation land along the river to reduce risk. I'm Kate Grumke, Harvest Public Media.
A local children's therapy center is raising concerns that many of its clients may lose access to its health care due to Medicaid cuts approved by Congress recently. Children's Therapy Center of the Quad Cities in Rock Island provides pediatric, physical, occupational, speech, and feeding therapy for kids up to age 21 years old. President and CEO Angie Peterson says that more than 90% of their clients rely on Medicaid insurance.
And the other part of this is rising health care costs in general for people who have private insurance. We are seeing with the SNAP programs being cut, families are having to decide whether they're putting food on the table, paying their rent or their mortgage payments, all of those things.
The center operates a budget of just over $1 million, with 75% of funding coming from private donations. Peterson says they currently have a wait list for clients totaling 200 children. A local Illinois resident has made the cut for this year's class of NASA astronaut candidates. 35-year-old Cameron Jones of Savannah, Illinois, is one of 10 candidates selected out of 8,000 applicants to train to support future missions to the moon and Mars. Acting NASA Administrator Sean Duffy welcomed the All-American 2025 astronaut candidate class at the Johnson Space Center in Houston on Monday. Jones is a major in the U.S. Air Force and holds bachelor's and master's degrees in aerospace engineering from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He's also a graduate of the U.S. Air Force Test Pilot School at Edwards Air Force Base in California. Jones will be in training for the next 2 years. This is WVIK News.